Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Happy Saturday. Welcome to the first TalkSport Daily podcast of the weekend. What a day it's been across the TalkSport network. As we heard Australia's Test captain Tim Payne resign, and we built up to a mega weekend of footballing action with game day returning to TalkSport.
Grab the popcorn, turn off all distractions, the show has started.
What a finish, what an equaliser from Jamie Vardy, and what an important goal that is going to be for Leicester City.
Comes out to the edge of the area, and it's bobtailed by Ben Chilwell, and Chelsea lead.
There's so much needed in terms of focus, concentration and consistency.
Aston Villa have got themselves a new head coach, and he is Steven Gerrard.
The excitement levels are really, really high. I'm very hungry and very ambitious. The star can't come quick enough.
Leandro Trossard equalises for Brighton of Albion.
Magic Mo Salah is Liverpool's latest icon.
I think with the quality we have, we should be in around the top of the table, so and that's where we are.
Away by Thomas, in by Smith-Rowe, and Arsenal lead by 2-0.
This is Talk Sports Game Day. We own Saturdays, the biggest matches at the biggest moments.
Of course, we start today with TalkSport's first live and exclusive commentary of the weekend as Leicester host Chelsea at the King Power Stadium. You'll hear from Blues boss Thomas Tuchel, who spoke to TalkSport ahead of the match, and former West Ham and England winger Trevor Sinclair, who had a thing or two to say about Foxes manager Brendan Rodgers after he shut down a reporter asking him questions linking him to the Manchester United job.
Yeah, they had, a key player with Fofana got injured, heavily injured. This can create a bit of trouble in starting to a season. But listen, I think they are a team full of individual quality, full of talent. They have it's a top club, it's a top team, it's a top coach. And so I expect a tough one. But I expect also Chelsea team, our team, to play with hunger and with passion. And with a pure will to win. And this is the mindset which we want to install again to restart winning and to restart our engine after the international breaks. I'm the first time there. So I played them twice, once in Wembley now and once at Stamford Bridge. And everybody tells me it's a tough place to play it, and we're up for it.
When you've left Celtic in the way you did, I don't think you have the privilege to tell a journalist, wait, why are you asking me that question for? It's disrespectful. Because you've got history of leaving a club on the cusp of doing something special at Celtic Park and just coming down to Leicester City. Now, we understand he wants to go to the Premier League at the time, and he got a move to a fantastic club. But don't start digging out the journalist for asking that question, because you've done it before.
Don't forget that Adrian Durham will be presenting live and exclusive from Villa Park today at 3 p.m. as we hear Steven Gerrard take charge of Aston Villa for the first time when they host Graham Potter's Brighton. You'll now hear from Gerrard's former manager Rafa Benitez and Stevie G's ex-teammate Joe Cole ahead of the new Villa manager's first game.
It's always bad to see a manager lose his job, and also it's good to see a new manager, so I wish him all the best apart from our game for sure. And that's it, I think. So he will have plenty of time to show his level, and hopefully we can do well against them, and then we can show our level too.
All indications with Stevie is that he will be a great, great manager. I mean, it was a brave one, weren't it, Alan? I think, you know, he's done so well when he was a god at Rangers, and to win that title like he did. And then this job's obviously come up, and he could quite easily have stayed up there and probably won another title. That's because Steven Gerrard written all over, ain't it? Just a brave, bold step. Yeah, it's so exciting. You know, you've got Steven Gerrard, like one of the greats of my generation now, and he's going to be managing against some of the great managers that we've got in the Premier League. And, you know, your Jurgen Klopp, your Pep Guardiola, your Thomas Tuchel and that. And he's fantastic, the young English manager. He's got that job, because that's a massive job, that Villa job.
Our final match on TalkSport's game day this weekend will be the massive, live and exclusive clash between Liverpool and Arsenal at Anfield. Jurgen Klopp's men come into this one with only 2 wins in their last 5 Premier League matches, but it's a different story for the Gunners. They're riding high after going unbeaten in their last 10 games in all competitions. Ahead of the match, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta discussed whether the Gunners could be in the race for the title if they beat Liverpool. And Jurgen Klopp was asked if he's been surprised with Arsenal's turn of form.
I don't know what's going to happen. No one can predict it. This league has given a lot of surprises in recent years to everybody. So, again, from our side, we know what we have to do. We know where we were, where we want to be, and the best way to do it is go day by game.
Obviously, with the quality of Arsenal, there was never a chance that they stay where they were at the beginning of the season. And so it was always clear they will come back. The way they came back is not normal, because they are since then have an incredible run of results, and they are good. They are good. They know they were lucky in one or two games where it could have been different. All these kind of things. Crystal Palace played an incredible game against Arsenal, for example. And I think Arsenal equalised late, if I remembered right. And so, but these kind of things you need to get results together. And it's what they did. And they won a lot of games. And that's where they are. But we are not surprised that Arsenal is a really good football team. And but we have to make sure that nobody forgets that we are a really good football team as well. And we lost the last game. Yes, that's true. But that is over long ago, if you want, 2 weeks ago. So now we have a chance to do better, and that's what we will try.
TalkSport Breakfast had a right treat for you yesterday. British TV legend Jeremy Clarkson joined the show to speak about the release of his brand new book. Clarkson discussed life on his Diggley Squat farm and shared a rather funny story about the struggles he faced being a young Chelsea fan growing up in the north of England.
Everybody in the north supported Leeds, everybody.
Yeah.
And everyone in the south pretty much supported Chelsea.
Chelsea-Leeds was 1970. What a game that was. Whoa.
That was, exactly. And that was, you know, it was a big game. And I don't know why that FA Cup final was so big, but it was.
It was brutal.
So I thought, I'm going to be obtuse. I shall support Chelsea. I have no idea why. And then have ever since. And I was walking through Doncaster. And these lads coming the other way, I had my Chelsea scarf on. They're like, "You're Chelsea supporter." So I was like, "Yeah." And they took my school cap off, put some dog excrement in the cap, and then put it back on my head again. And so when Frank Lampard says, "I've only supported Chelsea since it was a big team," I was like, "Mate, before you were born, I was dog excrement in my hair in the name of Chelsea." So yeah, we are big Chelsea fans.
Now, it was another big day in the world of cricket after Australia's Test captain Tim Payne resigned, that after admitting sending explicit messages to a female co-worker. Australian cricket journalist Adam Collins joined TalkSport to have his say on Payne's resignation and revealed who he expects to see take over the vacant captain's role, with the Ashes now just under 3 weeks away.
18 days until the Ashes are scheduled to start, and they've lost their captain, Tim Payne, in these extraordinary circumstances. Him saying there that he's saddened, but he felt he had no choice but to resign on the basis of the impact that it might have on the team in the lead up to the Ashes and the disappointment for fans and the broader Australian community. I mean, it's a bombshell. I'm not going to say it isn't something that's been rumoured in the past.
No.
I mean, this is a story that has circulated historically, but the fact that it has been stacked up at this time, the texts have gone public. He's been in this situation where he could have tried to ride it out, and a lot of people looked as though they did try and encourage him to ride it out. We might detail some of the mitigating circumstances in a moment, but he's made the big call today, and that's that. I would be surprised if it isn't Patrick Cummins, the fast bowler. He's 28 years of age. He's exactly the kind of leader that I think Australian cricket is crying out for. Certainly after this, Cummins is really a player, a man of integrity, a well-read, thoughtful young man who's been through a lot as a cricketer too. The convention has been over the years not to have fast bowlers captaining the Australian Test team, I should say. It's always been an emphasis on trying to have a batsman doing it.
Good question.
I think there's a sense that fast bowlers have so much to worry about themselves in the field, spell after spell, hour after hour, that they shouldn't be responsible for making big decisions on the field. But I must say, I've never bought too much into that. If you're savvy enough to be an international cricketer and to do your day job, in Pat's case, bowl, I think he's got the wherewithal to be the leader on the field and setting the field as well.
The final round of the Autumn Nation series will be exclusively live on TalkSport 2 today as we bring you four live and exclusive matches. At 3:15, England will be facing world champion South Africa at Twickenham for the first time since their World Cup final loss back in 2019. Prop Joe Marler will be back in action after he was ruled out of Game 2, that following a positive COVID test. The England and Harlequins legend spoke to TalkSport ahead of the clash with the Springboks and shared some rather interesting training techniques he's been trying whilst in isolation.
Who is the dominant one?
Jamie Plummer is going to keep that incredible try-scoring run going, and that's the game.
Well, if you look at the two teams where they are at the moment, they've got a very settled team. You know, they won the World Cup 2019.
The South Africans come from right to left. Looking for Mpimpi! Mpimpi will score!
Oh, you little beauty. It's between the posts from Joey Carberry. And it's Ireland 29, New Zealand 20. We're about to see a historical moment here on the banks of the Liffey.
Liam Williams, here it comes. Here's the noise at the end. They had the chance to break free and the chance to celebrate victory as well. And then the carry from Valentini is even better. Australia strike at the start of the second half with that try.
Harris just could not find Bright, but he's found Stuart Hawk, and Hawk's going to be in for a try.
Focus for Scotland switches here at BT Murrayfield, play Japan.
More rugby for you on the TalkSport network. You love to see it.
I was gutted, absolutely gutted. Always loved playing against Australians. I love their sledging, I love their attitudes, I just love the challenge that they present. And I was also panicking. There was a big part of me that was panicking, like, oh no, who have I been in contact with? And is that going to affect anyone else in the team? And it's like, oh no, so there was part of that. And then there was also a big part of shame, because I immediately felt like a leper type, outcast, immediately banished to your room, no one go near you. No, like, it was like, oh God, I felt really dirty for some reason. I've got a lot of trees around my house, and they've taken an absolute battering, you know, wrapping them up in bubble wrap and then just trying to tackle trees. So that's just what I prepared for. If only I'd got my cow. We want to get a cow in the garden. If I'd have got that in time, although I'm sure Peter, is it Peter or Petter?
Peter
would have probably kicked off about me rugby tackling a cow. You're right, it's not the same, not being able to do that sort of side of things, but I'm pretty old now and I'm pretty long in the tooth to know that I'm confident I can still tackle even 10 days after not doing it. The proof will be in the pudding, though. So if I miss 8 tackles, you'll know full well that I shouldn't be confident in my ability to have 10 days in isolation and still be able to do a job.
Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget, it's a huge weekend of Premier League action. With game day returning to the TalkSport network, there'll be live and exclusive commentary of the Autumn Nation series on TalkSport 2 as well. On game day, you'll hear Leicester host Chelsea at 12:30, Aston Villa take on Brighton at 3 p.m, and Liverpool welcome Arsenal to Anfield at 5:30. We also have a massive day of live rugby for you on TalkSport 2 at 1 p.m. Scotland will play Japan at Murrayfield. England come up against world champion South Africa at 3:15. Wales face Australia at 5:30, and at 8 p.m. France host New Zealand at Stade de France. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily Poddies out first thing in the morning.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.